It's 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Today marked the 18th consecutive day Phoenix recorded a temperature of 110 degrees or higher, and the area is expected to break the 1974 record tomorrow. Some residents are upset that their power was shut off. Arizona power company SRP said it was done to maintain underground electrical equipment. KPHO-TV's Jason Berry with Phoenix resident Jackie Scoville, who says she discovered the power outage was related to construction of new condos.
Neighbors want to know why the maintenance work and power outage weren't delayed until we're no longer experiencing such extreme heat.
Definitely, they could have waited till this heat wave was over. I don't see any emergency. They don't even look move-in ready yet, you know, and if nobody's living there, what the heck? You know, why leave us hanging out here in the heat?
Families have been heading to their local pools to beat the heat, but many facilities are struggling to stay open. KCBS's Matt Bigler.
Lifeguard positions have been difficult to fill ever since the pandemic started.
Across the board, there is still a shortage, as there was last year.
Pete DeQuincy, head of lifeguard services here, says many water facilities are reducing their days or hours.
All over the place, they are running short on lifeguards.
Third-year guard Shelby Resnick thinks the problem is bigger than COVID. She says not enough young people are learning how to swim.
They're choosing to stay in and do other things rather than going out there and trying to help other people.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, Hayward, California.
A Chinese e-retailer files a lawsuit accusing a rival of violating U.S. antitrust law in its dealings with the clothing manufacturers.
The lawsuit filed by Temu alleges that rival Shein, which has a $66 billion valuation, has abused its market power in trying to coerce manufacturers to shun Temu. This suit is on top of one filed last week by designers who allege Shein of repeatedly stealing artists' designs, as many as 6,000 a day, through a coordinated illegal operation. Susan Scafidi is with the Fashion Law Institute at Fordham University.
Shein has also been accused of sweatshops and wage theft in China.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot soars to $900 million. The winning numbers are 5, 8, 9, 17, 41, and the Powerball is 21. The one-time Powerball payout is $465 million. Russia is no longer going to allow ships to export grain from Ukraine, and CBS's Nancy Cordes with more.
Ukraine was a major exporter of wheat before the war, and this agreement had ensured that ships laden with grain could safely leave Ukrainian ports and traverse the Black Sea on their way to market.
Russia is blockading Ukraine's ports as part of the war. The White House is ruling out naval escorts for grain ships through the blockade. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. mainly clear overnight with a low of 50. Westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs around 80. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night, lows around 55. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday and Thursday. Low 80s, Wednesday, upper 70s by Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 56.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
7,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I saw it go. What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time? I saw it go. 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
I saw it go. Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Well, let's start on a heated note on this Monday. We'll see how fired up people get, because people are getting fired up about this. And the amount of attention this gets compared to the instances that it is actually happening seems very, very, very out of whack.
Disproportionate.
But the question to lead off today's show, Monday, July 17th. Where does banning trans kids from playing sports fall on your priority list? Like, of all the things that you want politicians to be focused on and fixing, and the policies that affect a lot of people, where does these two new bills that were reintroduced in the Wisconsin legislature fall for you as far as addressing the real problems of our state?
Things that need to get fixed.
844-967-2789. Where does banning, or not even banning, addressing, I guess, because you could fall on either side of this. I know we have lots of listeners who fall on the side that we need to be protecting and being on the offensive as far as protecting LGBTQ kids. So I guess I'll change my words. Where does addressing the trans sports issue, or non-issue, I would argue, fall on your priority list as far as how much of a problem is it that it deserves this much attention? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And this is, I mean, this is kind of old news. It's kind of old news at this point, because this came down last Wednesday, and then we had very full shows and the Rainbow Land and Melissa Temple. That story kind of surpassed talking about this. And I also assumed that this wasn't going away, and so we would have plenty of time to talk about it. But Wisconsin Republicans last week proposed two proposals that would ban transgender girls and women from participating in female sports at every grade level and in college. So the bills are authored by Republican Barbara, is it Dietrich?
Dietrich.
Thanks.
I think. She is.
Yeah. From Oconomowoc, Dan Knodel from Germantown. And it would bar male and transgender female students from attending publicly funded K-12 schools, University of Wisconsin system campuses, and state technical colleges from competing in sports designated for females. What it does do is create a third team, basically. It would require schools and campuses to designate athletic teams or sports as falling into one of three categories based on the sex of the participating pupils, male, female, or co-ed. And I feel like there's probably a separate conversation of the viability of a third co-ed team and how many, like, would there be enough capacity? Like, would there be enough people to play? And how many people would choose to play on a co-ed team if that was actually an option? And I think that's a viable conversation to have of, you know, I had a short-lived time on a co-ed intramural basketball team in college.
Oh, really?
I broke my elbow playing, so it was short-lived because I stupidly tried to take a charge from a guy who was much bigger than me and landed on my elbow. And then I still got the charge, though. I mean, I got the block, and he didn't get the charge, which both my brother, my dad, and my boyfriend at the time were like, what the hell are you doing taking a charge in a co-ed IM league game? I was like, I am competitive. But separately, my question, because in this same report on the bills that were introduced, written by Tyler Katzenberger for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, once again, I've yet to hear of a single case of this in Wisconsin. We talk about Leah Thomas a lot. We talk about, there's obviously right now things going on with bathrooms and younger children. And I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but as far as
numbers,
this feels like making laws for problems that aren't actually there. And even on her own spring survey, so this was a couple weeks ago, Barbara Dittrich on Twitter posted her spring survey of her biennial spring questions of what do you care about? As legislatures, this was the question to her constituents. As legislatures work on the 2023 to 2025 budget, what are the top three priorities that should be in the two-year spending plan? Now, she posted this because she wanted to make a point about cutting taxes. Because number one, at 34%, fixing roads and bridges. Fix the damn roads. Still number one.
Yep.
Number two, cutting taxes at 25%. Investing in K-12 schools, 20%. Economic development, 13%. Invest in higher education, 7%. Expanding welfare, 2%. Nowhere on that list is girls' sports. And yet, this is the bill she's asking for more co-sponsors with. So my question is, not the what should we do? Because I do agree that the public is far from decided on this issue.
Right.
And there is a lot more complexity, because when you're talking about 10-year-olds who haven't hit puberty yet, I was a lot taller than all the boys in my grade, and I think I was actually better at basketball than most of them at 10. By the time I was 17?
Not so much.
Maybe not so much.
Yeah.
But, so it's like the level of competition, the age, the puberty, scholarships. Like, there are so many more things than just black and white, you can, you can't. So I'm not asking that. I'm asking as far as, like, prioritization people. Like, why is this beyond the obvious of it fires people up? 844-967-2789.
Tom from L.A. is joining us. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. First off, we, the people, that means all of us, ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, Wisconsin is made up of all small towns. I grew up in a town of 2,000 people. My dad was a head football coach. I played all sports, went on to college to play sports.
Oh,
the
wow.
whole thing. And you know what? First off, I was scared to death to even come out of the closet. So that's number one. And number two, when you have these small towns that are 10 and 20,000 and 40,000, I think Eau Claire might be 40,000 and Green Bay's 97,000. Don't worry, people. There aren't that many transgender people in your community.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't that many gay people, truthfully, in your community, except for the fact that now they feel that they actually have a safe place to come out. Whereas, you know, when you're growing up in those small towns, you are more afraid of you straight people finding out this one piece of information about you that might make someone quote unquote hate you than you are about coming out of the closet.
Yep.
Now, if you want to have a problem with transgender and all of this stuff, then you better get on the Discovery Channel, which is a private corporation, by the way, and tell them to quit doing shows with transgender people on them, or young kids with transgender people on them. Or you better start going in and go to Florida and tell people like DeSantis, you know, things like don't say gay bills. Well, when you say don't say gay bills, the kids are going to ask, what is gay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why can't we just say love everyone? Why can't we just do what was the Judeo-Christian, the figure of Jesus Christ, whatever you want to say, that was love all the children, love all the people. Doesn't matter, black, white, we don't judge. He even said about Mary Magdalene, don't throw first those that have cast the first stone. You know, that whole saying.
Tom, but that's so... Tom, that's...
People. They don't care.
That's so New Testament of you, though, Tom. It's just very New Testament
of
you.
They're not into the Christian Bible. They're more into that Old Testament.
They kind of like the old stuff, you know, the smiting.
They
and,
really do.
You know, there's more of an embrace, I think, for the old...
Yes,
version.
Exactly. And I would recommend everyone to watch a movie on Netflix. It's called El Dorado. It's really kind of history repeating itself again in terms of what minority groups they went after first, and then little by little went after more minority groups, and before you know it was underwater and there was nobody to protect anybody. But it's called El Dorado.
Is it a documentary or a narrative?
Yeah, it's like a documentary. It's about an hour and 30 minutes, and it's why the Nazis hate this group of people. So it's
all
pretty
right.
Interesting.
Good to know. Thanks
right.
for
hey, thank
thanks
you
for the call,
so
as always, Tom. We are discussing not so much your opinion on whether or not, because that keeps being the topic of whether you think trans kids should play sports with which team or not. But where is this on the priority list?
Right.
As far as things that actually should be addressed, because officials from high school and college sports said that this bill, these two different bills that were introduced last week in Wisconsin, would directly affect very few, if any, athletes. So I'm just complaining that we continue to make and introduce bills and try to pass into law things that affect very few people. And this is on the heels of this other headline, Wisconsin Republicans ban race-based hiring in local government. It's already been illegal for 50 years. It affects nothing. And so I'm asking you, not should we or shouldn't we, but where does this fall on your priority list? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find a repair shop with our shop referral program. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're trying to hire, all that searching, screening, and interviewing can become its own job. You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution that makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Alma Show on 540 AM WAUK.
This summer,
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Record-setting heat continues coast to coast with no cool-off in sight. In Phoenix, it's been 18 straight days of 110-degree temps. Justice Center helps the homeless. Director Gene Scheinhardt.
In addition, we provide a safe day room for our members, our clients, our members, where they can get a shower, two or three meals a day, nurse services, a computer room. And this is a safe destination for them.
Russia is suspending the Black Sea Grain Initiative, which could raise food prices all over the world. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The White House warns that Russia's suspension of this grain deal will worsen food insecurity and harm millions of people around the world. In fact, the White House says they're already seeing a spike in global wheat prices.
You're feeling lucky. The jackpot for tonight's Powerball is about 900 mil. The numbers, 589-1741. The Powerball, 21. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This summer, it's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WAUK.HalfOffDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
This summer, 5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 54. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 59. Low 80s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
This summer, 5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. On 5:40 a.m. WAUK. This summer, 5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 50. Westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs around 80. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night, lows around 55. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday and Thursday. Low 80s Wednesday, upper 70s by Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 56.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark
WFHR,
Office.
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5